We have worked with the courts, Kathy and Jimmy, to get them, help them get some places set up out at Carrabba where they can set some of their machines up and work out there and get their business going again. From the inspection side of our work to help them get set up. The investigation, like I said, is ongoing, and we haven't made a final determination on that yet.
What are the hurdles that y'all are trying to overcome in addition to having such a large amount of space to have to cover?
Well, that's one of the many things. That was a very large building. It's also a very old building, and it's had significant fire damage to a great part of it. The weather played a role. The amount of fire did a lot of damage. Unfortunately, we also had to take down part of the structure for safety, and some of that falls in on what you'd like to investigate, and that complicates the issue. The older buildings also have a lot of remodels have happened throughout the decades. I grew up knowing Quartz was there, and I'm 50 years old, and I remember going to it when I was young and getting leather from there for projects. So that building has been there a very, very long time and used, and they have worked as retail for many years, and they went into wholesale only, and they revamped parts of it and changed it in what they were doing exactly. And so there's been great amount of remodel and changes throughout that building. That's going to play into trying to figure out what's going on after the fire.
So there's really not a timeline at this point. You can do what you can within manpower and other resources that you have.
Right. And we've had some investigators, private, that have looked into it with the that work with the insurance companies, and they've also looked, and we've worked closely with them because they have some more additional resources for us, more eyes, and we work together to try to sort it all out for the benefit of the courts.